Lady, shut up!
Or do you make it so there's quieter?
I can fix it later.
Welcome back to the podcast. We feel so professional. We have two mics. We can hear ourselves, which is really weird. I feel like I'm doing that app that, what's that, Speech Jammer app. And we get to wear headphones because we have some feedback. We can hear each other now, so it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It feels good, though, because I feel like when I listen to this, sometimes I feel like I'm screaming.
Yeah.
And it just sounds normal. Like, I know I'm like, oh, I'm hot on the mic, guys. Sorry. I feel like we're at NPR. Welcome back to NPR.
Welcome back to episode 16.
Oh, my God.
Getting really seductive over here.
Oh, my God. Dita's going to love this.
So, today I was on Instagram and stuff, and I found the secret hashtag that how all these people are going to Insta-famous.
Who? Oh, yeah, she told me.
The secret hashtag is like for like. It's like flashback to MySpace times. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, pick for pick. So, like, I did like for like in the hashtag of one of our photos. So many likes in an instant.
Yes.
But I also wrote on the Instagram post, I was like, please ask those questions so we can answer them on the podcast. And there was no questions except for, you know, Amanda's sister Amber, which we will be answering one of her questions just because... You know, she was...
She's a troll.
Little internet troll.
So, yeah, later... Do you want to answer it now or later on?
Oh, I did have some other friends that actually went on there. I have one friend that said, what's a tomato souffle?
Souffle? Close. I have no idea. Souffle? I have no idea.
And your sister also commented on one of our pictures and said, why are you friends? That's actually a really good question.
How can you answer that?
I've actually been asking myself that every day.
I mean, a friendship takes a lot of hard work and dedication.
It does.
And that's what we
I did read something online, because, you know, everything online is pretty valid, that your best friends are your real soulmates.
They are, because you tell them everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You usually don't tell your significant other everything, but your best friend. Like, I would tell you. I don't tell you everything, but...
I tell you everything. Well, almost everything.
What?
There's some things better left unsaid.
Yeah.
But almost everything.
Secrets.
So, yeah, you want to do that now, or we just named... Well, we just did one, didn't we? Of Amber's?
Oh, no, we can do an actual one.
Sure. Let's do... This is my sister, and we're going to answer one of her 20 million questions.
She legit was, like, sending 500 questions. Because my desktop, it has, like, this piano sound every time someone does something on Facebook. And I was trying to take a nap. That didn't work because Amber was just blowing up.
Yeah, she was blowing up Facebook.
So thanks, Amber.
I walked
again,
in.
No sleep. Cool.
Yeah. All right. And she was like, your sister's a troll. And I was like, that's the Lester family trait.
Yeah, she came in. I was like, get your sister. I'm done. Let's see. I'm trying to even find the feed because she has so many
comments. We look quieter than we usually do. I guess we'll figure this. Sorry if this is really quiet. Or
you can we can turn it up.
Oh, we can. Okay, sorry. Nonsense background.
Yeah, she don't know nothing. I'm seriously trying to find questions on this thing, but she's like... It's so deep-rooted into whatever she was doing that it's, like,
well, I know
insane.
One of them was, where do babies come from? You want to answer that?
Where do babies come from? Obviously, the stork. I was dropped off at my doorstep.
Yes.
My parents' doorstep.
If you are...
Because, you know, when mommy and daddy love each other, they ask the stork.
Is that what you're going to tell your kid?
Yeah, because it's true.
I'm trying to think if my parents ever had to explain that to me.
Like, the actual, like, birds and the bees
stuff. Yeah, I don't think I ever got... I got my period. My mom's like, so now you can have a baby, so don't get raped.
Wow, a good mama.
She was awesome.
I had the talk. I definitely had
with
the talk.
With your mom or dad?
My mom. We had the birds and the bees talks. That's how she, like...
How did it go? Give us, like, a cliff notes.
Well, you know, like, when they actually talked about it, it was still like a mystery. Like, you knew like one object went into another object, but you didn't really know. You didn't know if it like sat there, if there was actually something going on. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then you really didn't find out even how it like happens until like I feel like high school.
Yeah. you really don't, it's, like, it's not how the, if you're a virgin, it's not how the movies perceive it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
not.
So different. I remember, obviously, we're not virgins. And obviously.
Oh, my God. Grandma, turn off the podcast.
Turn it off. But it's, like, the weirdest thing. You have something in your mind, and it's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm getting off the sex talk. They come from storks.
Yeah, look it up on Google.
So I have some current events for us.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just take a sippy sip real quick.
Yeah, we're actually, like, legit drinking. Usually when we're doing the podcast, we're drinking coffee or something. Sometimes. Because we film on Sundays, usually.
Mm-hmm. And we explained that really early on, but you want to explain it again for newer viewers?
Yeah, I feel like Not So Sober Thoughts is just kind of like, caffeine is also considered, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like on caffeine, sometimes my mind wanders, so it's, like, not always, like, coherent thoughts. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like whatever comes out of my mouth based on, like, what we're drinking that day.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, some of the times we're hungover, so yeah. We're, like, pretty, like, it's not a sober thought. Let's be real.
Sober thoughts are true thoughts, so always remember that.
We need that water.
Or not sober thoughts are true thoughts, right.
Yes. Or some hair of the dog. Ooh. Have you ever done that before? Were you drunk?
And current events. Okay. Current events.
Okay, sorry, I'm about to go off on another thing. So, you know how Snapchat has the filter when you're driving, it tells you how fast you're going?
Yeah, and it's dangerous because it's, yes. Like, so telling people to, this, like, Snapchat, yes, while driving.
This girl's an idiot. Basically, this girl, it doesn't say how old she is, but she decided to take her dad's Mercedes-Benz, so you can already tell she's a spoiled little brat. And she wanted to take a Snapchat picture of going over 100 miles per hour. And she topped out at 107, but then she crashed into, like, a family of four.
Did she Snapchat that, too?
Yep, and then, look, she Snapchat. Oh, I didn't get the picture, but then, so she hit the family of four, and three of them got injured and had to get sent to the hospital. And then she snapped herself in the stretcher, and she said, "Lucky to be alive." Oh my God, you're a freaking idiot. You're a freaking idiot. So, but they're all alive still, but they had to go to the hospital.
Did you see the filter that they have today for the Drake thing? With all the eyeballs. Oh, Drake. Talk about Illuminati confirmed.
Illuminati. Every time Illuminati comes up in every episode.
It does. It's real.
Oh my God. Oh, but the guy that got hit is suing Snapchat and the woman, because they are saying that Snapchat doesn't have a thing that says not to snap and drive.
Yes, they do.
I don't know. They're saying that
they definitely had a campaign about it. Amanda, every episode you burp.
Sorry.
I just wanted to let people know that I am the lady on the podcast, and Amanda's the nasty, ugh.
Boy.
Don't be sexist.
But anyway, yeah, I thought they did too, but he was saying having that filter on there encourages this kind of thing.
But they definitely did a campaign.
I remember that too, because I think I was napping and driving. And I was like, oof.
Wow.
I don't do it often. You know, I don't
you
even...
just think no. You know people.
I never text and drive. I don't. I'm always that person that's like, I'll just get you when I get there. Okay.
Okay. What's your next one?
So, the thing with the bathrooms. I don't know if we ever touched on this.
Yes, we did.
We did. Okay.
Episode on it.
It's getting deeper.
Oh,
so,
no.
You remember this little girl?
I don't.
She's like a... I think she... I thought... This might be a different little girl.
What's the girl's name?
Her
so people
name
know.
Is... Hold on.
It said Corey something, didn't it?
Photo of Corey Mason.
Yeah.
Is this, like, probably, like, 9-year-old transgender girl.
Which is crazy. It looks just like a girl.
But it's going viral because all the conservative people that think that this, like...
I said it. That was a horrible pronoun
I know.
To use. I'm so sorry.
We're still learning, though. It's okay.
At least I caught myself,
yeah.
I guess.
But conservative people that think that this new law that went through saw this picture and they were like, I don't understand what's wrong. That's just a little girl. They didn't know it was a transgender little girl.
Yeah, so is she using, like, not enhanced, I guess that's not the right word either, but, like, some kind of drug that's stopping the hormonal process?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Because she, I'm mm-hmm. assuming she wants to be considered a she, looks a lot like a little girl.
Yeah. But I guess the people are getting a bad rep, too, because they're like, well, that photo, you should go look up the photo if you're not watching the
Corey
podcast.
Yeah, Corey Mason, and the last name Mason is spelled M-A-I-S-O-N.
But they're saying that it's super photoshopped, and it's deceiving, and, like, but then the mom was saying, like, you know, like, would you really want me to send her to a men's bathroom?
No.
Because, obviously, like, she's not going to have a sex change yet.
The whole thing is just garbage.
Just let people, and then I'm seeing... It's making me more mad. They're like, well, now old men can just go into the same bathroom that little girls are in and stuff.
No, that's not the same.
It's not what it is. It's like completely going off something else. So that's our thoughts on it. I mean, we could probably dive deeper into
it. I just feel like people are people. You should treat people all the same, no matter who they want to be, what color they are, what gender, whatever.
Let them do what they want to.
Right. Let them live.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Oh, something to go along with that. Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm-hmm. Of course. She had something to say.
Donald Trump.
We've had a couple drinks in and we're just a little crazy up
only
in here.
Half a drink. But, you know, Donald Trump has to get his face and everything. Oh, he invited Caitlyn Jenner, who is actually a conservative Republican.
She is, yeah.
Which is the weirdest thing. To come in and use the ladies' bathroom. I think he's just getting... He says he's against the North Carolina law. But it goes against everything else he's saying.
I think it's North Carolina and Georgia.
Yeah. Did you see everyone? Like, a bunch of people are canceling their concerts in North Carolina.
I know, because we can't go see a lot of them because of that. So thanks a lot, North Carolina. I really appreciate it.
I was like, damn, I should just move back. But yeah, so that's one. I'm not going to do that one. Okay, last one. Usher... You have him on Snapchat?
I don't.
I don't either, and I wish I did. Because he snapped a little picture of his hoo-ha.
Uh-oh.
And I guess he put a little emoji over it.
You too old for that.
Yep.
And when he put an eggplant over it.
He said he put some emoji, but it wasn't covering the tip or the base of
so
the genitals.
So he was all out.
And it says that he went up in, like, hundreds of followers, but basically on top of that, because Usher kept saying he was using the S7, people somehow thought his naked photos were sponsored by Samsung, but Samsung was like, hell no, they are not sponsored. So, just a fun fact.
Free publicity, I guess.
But yeah, that's it right now. We won't do a fun little thing like I've been doing, just because I didn't plan one.
Oh, I'll do a shout-out, though.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do shout-out.
We're going to start doing shout-outs every week now. So if you follow us, we'll shout you out, all right? So get your friends to follow. Yeah. So this week, hold on, I screenshotted it. And we'll even post it on our Instagram. Because, Amanda, be a lady.
Would you
please?
My dad would be so disappointed in me right now.
Please. Like, say excuse me or something.
Excuse me.
All right, so the person I picked this week, his name is Nathan Ireland. He is actually an artist. And he has really, really nice photos. He does a really good job. Come on, he's like living his dream, Amanda. Let him live.
You know who that is, don't you?
Oh, no, I don't. Oh, that's... Oh!
Can we please pick another follower?
Can't edit it now. Nathan, you got the follower of the week.
You don't know. I'm sorry. For everyone that's listening and like doesn't understand, I know Nathan. I used to work with him, and she didn't know that was the same Nathan. Okay.
Hey,
that's cool. He has the follower.
Some nice artwork.
Yeah, he really does. He's a good artist.
So don't DM me. Okay, cool. Moving on. All right, so this week we are talking about the Mandela effect.
Yes. Oh, this is so exciting.
So, when I first...
Sorry about that.
I know, we're like glitched for a second.
At least on the audio version, not video.
Yeah. So, the Mandela effect. So, when I first approached Amanda with this topic, she was like, I don't know.
It's recording, right?
Yeah,
it's okay. Recording. The top part doesn't have a thing. Okay.
Yeah, it does. It's right there.
Oh. But you don't see the waveforms.
Yes, you do.
Oh, it's down there. Okay, sorry. It's a new system. Sorry, we're learning this. Okay.
Amanda's learning. We're good. Anyway, so when I first told Amanda about the Mandela effect, she's like, I don't know. I don't know if I really want to do this. But the
I didn't know what it was.
Okay. Yeah, but so a lot of people don't know what it is. It's not a huge topic on the internet, but for people that don't know, I'm going to try to explain it to the best of my ability without having to read it off the internet.
Cliff notes.
Yeah. Let me just summarize it for you. So pretty much what the Mandela effect is, it is a conspiracy theory, go figure, here on our podcast, talking about conspiracy theories, that based on, that's what would be the best way to describe this. A lot of people remember a certain event a certain way, but then they come to find out it's actually something completely different, or it's like altered a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And the reason why it's, the theory behind that is that we live in a parallel universe compared to when we first remembered it compared to now, or that there could be time travelers, or they could have went back in time and somehow altered the past and which changed what we know today. So, if you've ever seen, which is a show that me and Amanda actually currently finished as of, like, 2 weeks ago, we watched the,
11-22-63, the Hulu original.
Which was a really, really good show. I highly recommend it. Only 8 episodes. I think the episodes were, like, an hour long apiece. Has James Franco, some eye candy to watch.
And Hulu offers a first 30 days free, by the way.
Yeah, really good. Mm-hmm. So, pretty much the main storyline of the show is that James Franco meets this guy. The guy wants to stop the assassination of JFK because he has a portal where he can time travel, but it only goes back, was it 1960?
1960, yep.
Yep, mm-hmm. So James Franco, throughout the course of the season, it's only one season, he is trying to stop the assassination of JFK so that way the world would be a different place, supposedly a better place. And if you don't know, JFK got assassinated in 1963, so he has to spend 3 years in the past.
You didn't know, come on.
Yeah. In the past, and if he goes out of the portal and back in to try to start over, it completely erases what he already did. So he has to spend 3 years, and it's like when he's there for 3 years, there's only 2 years in present time.
Mm-hmm. No, 2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But to be like, oh crap, where's our teacher?
So, the Mandela effect, in a sense, is something along those lines. The reason it's called the Mandela effect is because a lot of people remembered Nelson Mandela. They somehow recalled that he died in 1980 and that there was live footage and, like, there was news reports. Amanda remembers it this way.
Yes.
But in fact, if you looked at history books and stuff like that, he died in 2013.
It's the weirdest thing. When she told me that, I was like, I had a face.
Yeah.
I had a Mandela face.
A Mandela effect. Wait. Face, which it should have been called the Bernstein Bears effect, because the amount of times that is the only theory that anyone ever talks about, and I'm so over the Bernstein Bears, so I don't even know if we're going to talk about that one.
But can we just put a disclaimer out there? Oops, my phone's out. That this started at Dragon Con. With some girl talking about how Nelson Mandela, and they're all like, wait.
Yeah, she was discussing it.
About how she thought they died. At Dragon Con,
which that's why I was like, that's why you're like,
I don't know.
But then it brought up a lot of different people saying the same thing, so about different events. So pretty much we have some events here on our little telephones, which I want to say something else, that I have seen pictures online going deeper into the rabbit hole we go, but if you look at any of the conspiracy theories about time travelers, there is some, like, supposedly photographic images where people have, like, technology they shouldn't have in the 1920s, or doing things like the way that they're dressed in the 1930s is something that you would see in, like, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're interested in stuff like that, look it up, because it's really, really creepy.
It's just really fun, you know?
The next podcast, we should stop like this.
Oh, my God. When Julian and Jenna made that one, I couldn't, because you can hear, like, everything that's going on in their mouth, and that just, like, irks me. I can't hear it. I'm like, oh, stop.
To some people, it's really relaxing.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
If I can hear spit in someone's mouth, I'm like, oh.
It's an acronym of some kind. It's like ASMR.
Yeah.
ASMR. Oh,
I cannot. We'll never do a podcast like that.
All right. So, do you got some for us? You want me to start? You start?
You kick it off. I just went down this list, so I'll find one.
All right. So, one that I related to is that the U.S. has, for some reason, I remembered in my childhood that I learned that we had 51 or 52 states.
I don't remember this one. When she was saying this, I was always like...
So, we have 50 states. Podcast is going to make me sound like an idiot, but we have 50 states.
The 50 nifty United States from the 13 original.
Yeah, comments. Because I don't know why I remember that, but it did confuse me for the longest time.
Yeah.
I think it's because Puerto Rico somehow got confused in there, and it really, like, it messed with me.
I don't know. I remember that happening a lot.
Like, did we have Puerto Rico like middle at one school. Point?
Maybe, or maybe we're thinking about buying it. I could be totally wrong on that. I don't have no
with
idea.
With Monopoly money? Like, can we have Puerto Rico, please?
We pass go. Come on. Yeah, I don't remember that, but I would like to see if... Comment down below, like, in the YouTube or iTunes section on ones that you remember, because I would like to know what other people think.
Yeah, some weird, like, Mandela effects, because some of these are really, like, mind-blown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was sitting over there when we were, like... studying up for this, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. So, Henry, I guess that's the 7th, right?
V-I-I, I have no idea.
Henry the 8th. 8th.
Yeah.
Portrait with a turkey leg in his hand. Many people clearly recall seeing it in history books, but there is no record of it. Which, I remembered that one, too.
Isn't he wearing, like, a red hat in it?
Yeah, I think so. And he has the leg.
I could be wrong. That's something that's sticking out in my mind, though. I didn't take a lot of history classes.
And then the big one is Jif or Jiffy peanut butter.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know. Wait, explain that. What does that one say?
Jif peanut butter was never called Jiffy in its time stream.
So it's just Jif.
Yeah, because I have a thing of Jif in my cabinet right now, but I could have sworn it was Jiffy peanut butter.
Isn't Jif... I thought Jiffy
I understand we got Skippy, but Skippy and Jiffy are not...
Maybe Jiffy...
Who ate Skippy peanut butter?
Was Jiffy
the
just what we called it?
The world.
Maybe it was just like a nickname. I thought Jiffy was the one with the cream.
I can remember the label saying Jiffy.
Me too. That's one. And I was talking to Megan, too. I was like, I think some of these are going to depend on how old you are, because she's a year older than me.
Yeah,
and some
so
she
if you
remembers.
Do believe in, the, like, the Mandela effect, and there could be, like, time travelers, if that's so, maybe the age difference might have an effect on it.
Yeah. Also, I didn't have cable until I was in middle school, so that might affect some television
so she's
ones.
A little sheltered.
I remember the first day I got cable was the best day of my life. Okay. Wait a minute. I just saw one on yours that I was gonna say.
Which one? The Lindbergh baby?
No, the...
Or Lindbergh baby?
The Ghost Hunter one. What was that one? That's the one I was, like, freaking out. This one I distinctly remember. The, Ghost Hunters TV show. Some remember the earliest show name as Taps. It was freaking Taps. They had Taps on their hat. I remember it. And it's just said as, the show's just Ghost Hunters. It was Taps.
I really like that show.
Oh my god, that one freaks me out.
The Lindbergh baby? I remember we read a book about it. It was an excerpt of a book. And they never fucking found the baby. Excuse me, dude, I just cursed.
Excuse me.
Never found? That. In this time stream, the 20-month-old baby was found in May 12th, 1932. I could have sworn they... Okay, so the way that I remember it, the baby was dead when they did find it.
Yeah.
If they...
I don't remember this one at all.
Or maybe they didn't find it. So now I'm just second-guessing myself, because I remember we read this. It was like in the giant, you know, like when they had the giant textbooks, you had to read, and you'd play popcorn, and you'd be, like, super nervous, because you're like, please don't call on me, because...
Oh my god, yeah. Like, don't call me.
Yeah, so we read this one, and I remember it was such a long-going book that we read, even though it was an excerpt, but it was, like, majority of the book. And I faintly remember them never finding the kid. Weird. But I don't remember why the family was so big. Do you remember?
Mm-mm. This one, like, is gone from my memory. The whole thing. I sound stupid. Wait, let me restart the video portion.
All right.
We're coming up. Okay.
All right, then we'll be right back, okay? Okay.
I took a pill in Ibiza.
Da 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 da, I was cool.
You know, you what is that song? What is that word before I thought I was cool? What is that word?
I took a pill in
Ibiza. Told Avicii I was cool.
Oh, Avicii.
And I only I don't know what that part says. I was like, oh, it's too fast. And welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. We're
to the Mandela Effect. I told you this would be enough
to the for a to podcast. The, Amanda Effect.
Welcome back to the Amanda Effect, where I burp and you burp too.
Oh my God.
You're Wait, disgusting. Can I kick it off with one?
Kick it off with one, girl.
My girl, Betty White. Alive, well, and still feisty at 93 in March 2015. Some recall her passing. I don't ever have that happen, but I just think that's weird. She's gonna croak soon, but I would. It's gonna be sad. It will.
She's the last Golden Girl, okay?
She really?
Yeah. She is.
I never watched Golden Girls, but Josh did.
What?
Let's just put that out there. Josh watched Golden Girls.
Josh, it's okay. I watched it too. Barbara Streisand.
Oh, I saw that one.
Her name is not spelled like you think it's going to be spelled.
Mm-mm.
Spelled it's like B-A-R-Bra. Mm-hmm. B-R-A. What?
Get it together, Barbara.
I don't think that one. I think people just spelt it for years because there's no way that someone went back in time is like, you know what? We're going to misspell Barbara Streisand's name. That's just craziness.
I feel like a lot of these include misspellings of names and that everyone's just going to be like, well, it's just, you know, everyone was misspelling it.
Yeah. So that one's like. So,
whatever. You know what? Dick Clark's death. See, people say there were two deaths.
Yeah, he died, and then they had him up on strings every New Year's Eve, and then eventually they're like, we're just gotta hang him up.
Could just get him up there. We'll just pan to Ryan Seacrest every 5 seconds.
Put him up and on puppet
And now we're going
strings.
To Ryan.
Hey, man. But he was like, bad. God.
I feel bad that we're making fun of him. He was good.
He was good, but like towards the end, just he needed to just go home.
I think
he didn't need to stay up even past midnight.
I want to say he retired before he... Retired and then died, though. He, like, because I'm pretty sure Ryan took over. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I think, I'm pretty sure he was still doing it.
Last year?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Let's see, what else did
Comment down below if you know for sure about that one.
Who freaking knows?
That could be a Mandela.
Okay, so I guess we can talk about the Bernstein Bears, because if you do Google the Mandela Effect, I'll save you some reading time, because, so the Bernstein Bears, if you don't know who they are, it is a book of a little bear family and all their little adventures. It's pretty similar to, like, Franklin. You ever watch Franklin as a kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing.
I'm pretty sure I read these books.
So, for so many years, people thought that it was spelled Bernstein with the E-I-N at the end of it. But in fact, it is spelled Bernstein Bears. With an A-I-N.
Wait, people think it was with an E and not an I thought it was with an A and now it's with an I.
No.
You sure?
People thought it was E-I-N at the end, but it's in fact A-I-N at the end now. Bernstein Bears.
Right there. I remember with the A.
I remember it with the E.
Weird. This could be the age thing.
Could be.
Huh. That's weird.
The Bernstein Bears.
Jim
Bernstein just sounds stupid.
Bernstein, yeah. But that's how you pronounce it? Because I'd be like Bernstein.
I don't know.
Who cares? They're books. Let it be. The one thing, because I know we watched the Jenna and Julian podcast, and they were mentioning, they're like, well, did they ever confirm with the author? And I've never read anything to see if they have or not. So... That'd be interesting to know. Let's see. I had one. Jim Henson.
Died. Oh, I was just reading that one.
Yeah. Died. I love Jim Henson, by the way. Died of complications from strep infection or from cancer. In this time stream, initially reported as walking ammonia.
Ammonia. I was like, what were you trying to say?
Ammonia.
Hey, this one's Leonardo DiCaprio won an Oscar before 2016. Some recall earlier nominations and awards, as well as his 2016 nomination acceptance speech, but years earlier.
Hmm.
I feel like people just want to believe that one.
Yeah.
That he would won it before 2016, because, you know, Leo's been in the game for a hot second.
I thought he had won one, but...
Yeah, he's won awards, but not an Oscar.
Until now.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. This one is Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith divorced. Ooh. 10 years ago.
Oh, I believe it. But they're still together, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This one is so freaking weird.
Give it to us.
9/11. Did it happen on 9/11? most people remember on 9/10. No, there's no way. It's 9/11.
It's definitely 9/11. I distinctly remember that day.
That and a lot of people have a lot of confusion with when Hurricane Katrina happened.
Yeah, I've read that one too. Like, I don't think.
They think it was in August, but it was in April or vice versa. Now Katrina was back, such a weird time. Did you ever have, like when Katrina hit, like obviously a lot of the people couldn't live there because, you know, they're underwater.
Yeah.
So did you have the kids that went to school there? Did they come to your school?
I think we might have had one, because we had a small school though.
Which I always, like, did they just disperse them across the country? I don't understand how that happened.
I think they probably just went to either that or maybe like where relatives were.
Because we had tons.
Really? You had a big school though.
Yeah, but this was middle school, so it wasn't as big as the high school.
How many students did you have?
I couldn't tell you. I know my high school, if I graduated from that original high school, it was going to be like 1,300 graduating class.
Oh, yeah. See, we had 100.
Yeah, well, my second high school, when I actually graduated, was 300.
Oh, okay.
Which was weird, because I knew everybody until this one kid that, like, when you had to walk side by side because you didn't pick the person that you walked with, I've never even seen him in my life.
I feel like even how small schools we were, the alternative ed kids, you're like, where'd you come from? I've never seen you. There was, like, half of my school was alternative ed, it felt like. But, wait, before we move off of 9/11,
mm-hmm.
I've been on a 9/11 hook lately, just, like, listening to stuff about it. Did you know? I guess I didn't know. I've been avoiding 9/11 a lot because I don't want to think about it. But did you know that people refuse to think that they were jumpers and, like, that jump from the building instead of, like, suffocating or getting burned alive? And then if you go to ask the people, like, the coroner? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Somebody that basically, like, writes the death and how it happened. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, how many people jumped? And they're like, nobody jumped that day.
There's video footage of it.
I know. And they're like,
or is that a Mandela effect?
I don't know. And they're like, nope, everyone died in the building. They refuse to accept, even though there's obviously... Or they say it's like an accident fall.
What? People were like, I'd rather jump than burn alive.
I would. Wouldn't you?
Ugh, I don't know.
And then
I'm scared of heights.
Me too, but I think I'd rather not get burned alive.
Legit, like, when I did cheerleading for a day, and I was the smallest kid, and they said, oh, Megan, we're going to toss you up in the air.
That means you were
air.
Skinny.
I don't freaking care.
I was never up there.
Put me up top, on top of the pyramid, and I cried, and I never went back.
It was scary.
I was 5.
I remember,
scarred for life.
Really?
Yep.
I was in cheerleading for a long time, and I was right base, and if we dropped a girl and her, even just like a toe hit the ground, she'd be like, run 20 laps and don't stop. Because you're like not supposed to let them touch the ground or get hurt. Bitch, she was too heavy. Sorry. Okay, anyway, you got any more?
No, not really.
Let me see. I thought there was one more I wanted to mention. Do you want to mention Cruella de Vil?
I mean, you can if you want. I didn't think it was that fascinating.
Yeah, there was in a bunch of videos this one. Cruella de Vil or de Vil. Basically, the spellings of her last name. D-E-V-I-L-L-E or D-E space V-I-L. So there's differences
it's
there.
It's on her car, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
One more, let's see. Oh, there's one more, but I don't remember. Oh, two more. Jurassic Park, a lot of people are saying there's a missing scene in it, and I feel like I've been thinking the same, but I can't pinpoint what it was.
Missing scene.
Yeah, they're saying, like, from they watched it originally, and then now they're saying there's a scene missing.
There was a lot of movies in there that were like that.
Really? So maybe we're just kind of remembering that one different. I don't know. But the whole Mandela effect is surrounded by your memory, so I guess it makes sense. Gremlins character, Spike or Stripe?
I never saw Gremlins.
Oh my god. We're gonna make Megan watch Gremlins. It's freaking awesome. It's horrible, but it's awesome.
I have my own gremlin.
Yeah, here. Lady looks like a legit gremlin.
Yeah.
But also a grumpy dog.
Hi, baby.
Oh, we wanna... Wait, for anyone that's new, welcome to the show. And welcome to the
it's
star of the show.
It's just two girls and a dog.
Two girls and a dog, and now two microphones.
Shoo.
But maybe we can do this one again, because I feel like there's a lot we didn't touch on, but, I mean, we're just kind of diving into the little bits of it, you know?
Yeah. I feel like there's
later down the line.
There's a lot of cool, interesting conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
That are always just so mind-boggling.
So if you guys want to request or comment or request a one that you
just
prefer
to think
see,
that we might be in a parallel universe.
You know, it screws with your mind. The whole...
Or that all this could be a dream. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Well, that's weird. And...
What if you are actually in a coma and you don't even know it?
I don't know if I believe that. That'd be weird.
Or it's like the Grinch and we just live on a speck of dust.
God. Do you ever think about... Like, when I think about dying, it's the weirdest thing to think about. Because I always think I'm like... Because I'm not religious at all. And so the afterlife and all that crap, I just, like, my mind goes to, like, it just is like, can't go any further.
I feel like, Amanda, that's something you're going to have to make peace with.
Before I die.
Yeah, like, you're going to have to face the fact, like, you're going to die and you need to decide what's
going to
happen
but
next.
I'm scared because then I'm like, oh, I just want to come back as myself and
not
just continue.
Possible.
We don't know. I think we come back as animals.
You think you're reincarnated?
Yeah, that's what I've always thought.
So if you're bad, you're going to be a fly, but if you're good, you can maybe be a cow.
Yeah, and if you're evil, you're a spider. Oh my god. Can I just tell one little small story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. You might as well. You already started.
Yesterday, Josh and I were driving to Olive Garden. Josh is my boyfriend, by the way, for new viewers. And we were in my car, and I have not seen one spider since I moved down here, but everyone's saying there's tons of freaking spiders.
Wolf spiders.
What do they look like, by the way?
Wolf
are they brown?
Spiders? Oh, they're like the North Carolina equivalent of a damn tarantula.
Fuck. Okay.
They're huge.
Excuse my language. Oh my god. My biggest fear. My biggest fear is moving to Afghanistan and experiencing those camel spiders. And I refuse to.
Are those the ones that people have on their wall and then they have to catch them in bowls?
No, these are the ones that are the size of a dog. Yeah. And like people in Afghanistan, they'll wake up and they're just like crawling on their tent. I'm like, oh my god.
People are just like riding them to school.
Yeah, it makes me sweat thinking about spiders.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're driving and I see this brown spider, probably like this big, not even that big, like the size of two quarters put together. And
a half dollar.
Half dollar. And he comes crawling out of the vent, and I kid you not, I'm like,
and then they almost died.
And Josh is like, well, he's not going that fast. So he pulls over, and he's like looking at me like, are you freaking kidding me? And I like am like pushing my seat back because it's like right in front of me, and it's like crawling on the dashboard. He pulls in, and he's like looking at me like, Jesus freaking Christ, like get your shit together. And I like get out of the car, and I'm like, kill it, you gotta kill it, you gotta kill it. And I'm like, and he finally kills it, and he like is like, that's the reaction you should have if you like see someone die in front of you, you see a plane crash and people are falling on it. He's like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm like contemplating our entire relationship right now because of this spider. And we had sat in silence for 2 minutes after killing the spider. It was insane. So there you go, a fun little fact.
I just Snapchatted all of that. Nice little preview.
So, yeah, follow us on Snapchat, guys. Shameless self-promo.
Yeah, do you have anything else you need to discuss besides, you know, your terrorizing stories of spiders? And
no, other than my obsession with true crime podcasts. And I'll shout one out. Oh, yeah. Let me shout them out. There's one podcast I want to listen, or I want to shout out that I just found. They're in Australia. They're based around Australian true crime. It's called Case File True Crime Podcast, and you should listen to the Catherine Knight episode. It is freaking crazy. I'll talk to you later about it.
Is it gonna give me nightmares?
It makes me want to be a lawyer. Let's put it that way. Sometimes. It's like, it's the only woman that's in Australia that's been committed for a crime and she's never going to get out of jail. Like, there's no possibility. Like, that's how bad the crime was. I'll talk to you later about it. But maybe we'll talk about true crime again in another episode. But
maybe one day.
Yeah, check her out. It's cool.
All right. Well, here we go again. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Links are down below. It's at Megan and Amanda. Megan spelled with an H. It's hidden in there. Disregard the burping.
Sorry.
If you need to email us if you want any advice or have some suggestions for the podcast, you can always reach us on our social media. But our email is meganandamanda90@gmail.com. And eventually, you guys, we want to do a Q&A, but y'all won't give us, like, legit questions. And cool, thanks for liking our photos on Instagram and following us.
We do appreciate that a lot.
We really do, but we want some feedback, okay? Yeah.
You can tell us even we suck. I don't care.
Megan kind of cares. But okay,
At least it's some feedback. Or give us some constructive criticism.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will see you guys next week. As always, thanks for listening. And
don't forget to check out NotSoSoberThoughts.com.
Work in progress.
Thanks for listening.
So thanks for listening to episode 16. We'll be back at you next week with episode freaking 17. Bye. All right. Bye.
Please, shut up.